beautiful, beautiful. You are my heart and soul. Make my gray skies blue.
When I look at you, I get the natural skies blue. Feel I can do anything, can even fly. Floating like a feather in the atmosphere. Only thing I'll ever need is you, my boo. When I look at you, I get the natural skies blue. Feel I can do anything, can even fly. Floating like a feather in the atmosphere.
Listening to W2ES featuring Tony Roberts with the tune Sky Blue, the TRP remix. Django Django before this was Slipstream from Off Planet. And we had ZOF before that with Do It For The Bit from Femme House Volume 2. Logic 1000 in that set also with Natural. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
I can see you. all the tricks you're playing, but I won't let my emotions run right. If you truly felt the same way about me, you wouldn't let me turn away and say goodbye. And I've seen pollen gently falling off the mountain, I've seen river waters run high in the rain, but I'm leaving here tomorrow for it's caused me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away. This situation that we're in does not concern him, it's just a pawn between the players of the game. I will travel this world over once again, love, to forget that I ever knew your name. I've seen pollen gently falling off a mountain, I've seen river waters run high in the rain, but I'm leaving here tomorrow for you've caused me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away.
Save the world. You can be my rocket, be my rocket ship, baby. Camp on a road. the place where the three rivers flow. The waves paint your face on the waters below. The lilt of your voice softly chanting the line returns as an echo that settles my mind. Om Mani Padme Hum. In the graveyard, blacken the trees, filling the branches with feathery leaves. The lift of your hand as you bid them goodbye. The darkness erupts and a storm takes the sky. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. High on a hillside, city below, following footsteps left long ago, mindful of storms and then still by the edge, whispering words of the mantra you said. I'm feeling your spirit today. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? I'm hearing your voice in the rain. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? Om Mani Padme Hum.
not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Gather round the tree, let us hold in our hearts our friends and family. Let us gather round the tree. Halle ole.
and I can't have you. Oh, what will I do? I'm feeling so blue, 'cause I'm sent to a life without you. I've reached that dead street, and tomorrow, and there's no hope, 'cause I'm sent to a life without you.
Finish up chores first thing at dawn. Take off boots, put your tennis shoes on. If you're ready in time, we'll take you along to the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. There's a paratrooper ride and a haystack slide. A farmer dressed up in a red string tie, putting kids on a plow horse 4 foot wide at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. You can try your luck with the little rubber ducks. Take them by the tail, turn them bottom side up. Win a natty buddy at the ice cream truck at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. If the wind blows east, you're in for thrills. Stuck at the top of the Ferris wheel, 'cause they just spread manure on a hilltop field at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. There's a lady with a beard and a weird tattoo, and a man who wears size 26 shoes. Give him 50 cents, he'll tap dance too at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. You could take your chance with the haunted hut. There's a corpse in a coffin with his lips sewn shut. I saw him on his break with a cigarette butt at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. Everybody listen for the 4-H cheer from the kids in the wagon with a big John Deere and a fifth grade girl and her half-done steer that took first place at the township fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. Tents fold up, but we're not gonna go till I win something big at the watermelon throw and the last big bang at the fireworks show at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair.
they sang a song, grown children to walk along. Those who follow and those in need, they care the children or they could not speak. And if it's too far,
travel on.
And if it's too tough,
walk and die.
And if the road is too rough,
make it smooth.
And if you don't have the time,
there's a time to
Peter walked. They did not run through the rain, Lord, or the burning sun. Some learn it early and some learn it late, that the road is winding, that the road is straight. And if it's too far,
travel on.
And if it's too tough,
walk and die.
And if the road is too rough,
make it smooth.
And if you don't have the time,
there's no time to lose.
And if it's too far,
travel on. Time to lose.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Top of the world. waits all the summer and worked all the fall. I had to take my Christmas and my overhaul. But now she gone, and I don't worry, because I'm setting off.
And if you ain't got money, you take it down the avenue. Cause I ain't got time for you. Till daylight. You come around at daylight. Till daylight. You come around at daylight. Thank you.
Charlie Watts. Charlie Watts, ladies and gentlemen.
When I wake up, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's waking up with you. And when I get up, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's getting up with you. If I get wild, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's getting wild with you. And if I haver, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles before I'm at your door. When I'm working, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And with the money, oh, it's for the work I do, I'd spend almost every cent on you. When I go out, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's going out with you. And when I go, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles before I'm at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, you know I'm gonna dream about the time that I'm with you. When I go out, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's going out with you. And when I come home, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's coming home to you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Stop my heart from loving you.
if you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Hey, kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy College Station.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Hi, this is Kevin Amos, and you're listening to Ebony Spectrum here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
A handful of rare audio recordings of interviews conducted with formerly enslaved Black Americans is shedding new light on the brutality of slavery and racial injustice in America.
Yeah, and ABC's Alex Perche learned more about these recordings from two key scholars of the ambitious 10 Million Names Project. And a warning here, of course, the subject matter is upsetting.
I want you to tell me how you got your name.
I got my name from President Jeff Davis, the President of the Southern Confederacy. He owned my grandfather and my father. My grandfather was a blacksmith, and my father had learned how to write a little bit in Richmond, Virginia before he brought him down here.
You're listening to the voice of a formerly enslaved American, a man by the name of George Johnson. This rare and historic audio interview was recorded in 1941, almost 80 years after Mr. Johnson gained his freedom. He and his family worked on a plantation in Virginia owned by Confederate leader Jefferson Davis, a staunch opponent of abolition. In the interview, Johnson recalls a day in the life as an enslaved person.
Did they drive the slaves down there and Davis has been very hard, or did they work them reasonable?
Reasonable. You know, Marcus Jewel gave my Jeff another boy. And his boy was chopping cotton. Boy didn't kill, but the gang, you understand? She was trying to hook the boy for a chip, you know what I'm saying? That's the house of Mark Chipwell. And that's what's the trouble, son. Said, Mr. Stone don't hook me because I was Cupid's gang.
Audio tape interviews like this are striking and uncommon, but are actually part of a long legacy of black families, communities, and institutions, including historically black colleges and universities, that lead the way in collecting and preserving the oral histories of the formerly enslaved people in the 19th and 20th centuries. In the 1930s and beyond, technology allowed some of these interviews to be recorded as part of both federal and independent projects.
Do we know roughly like how many of these recordings exist?
The recordings are relatively rare, but the recordings come from a much larger and really important and in many ways unsung collecting effort.
In 1974, a woman named Celia Black, at the age of 114 years old and shortly before her death, recalled picking cotton in Texas as a child born into slavery.
I didn't have to pick cotton or nothing.
I've been doing nothing but like kind of feel. Wet in the field, oh goodness, me and my husband would go, I'd wear some pick cotton, go out west every year. We went this year going out there picking cotton.
One of the things that kind of struck me, when you have an interview recorded in 1974, for some black Americans, I mean, they're one generation removed from slavery.
In some ways, we think of slavery as ancient history. We think of it as something that happened a very long time ago to people we couldn't possibly have known.
Dr. Kendra Field, chief historian of the 10 Million Names Project, and Harvard professor Vincent Brown explained how these recordings illustrate an enormous preservation effort, the firsthand accounts shedding light on the darkest chapters in our American history, yet also revealing incredible African-American strength and survival.
Didn't you have some entertainment doing a dancing or anything?
Oh, I used to dance. But I don't do it now. No, I don't dance now. I try my best to serve my master. I'm trying my best to serve my heavenly father.
You hear these recordings. What were the emotions when you hear, you know, the recollections of Celia Black?
First is just the miracle of her survival. It's just that I'm actually hearing this person who had been enslaved. That's kind of a miracle.
With the help of the 10 Million Names genealogist, we were able to find the direct descendants of Celia Black. In Rhode Island, we met 68-year-old Curtis Royal, who spent time with her as a young man.
She's my great-grandmother from my mother's side of the family.
Do you remember any of the